Hi, everyone. This is Lori Joyner from Lori Joyner Ministries. Welcome to my podcast, where we talk practically about all things discipleship related, such as where to find people to disciple, what to do on a typical discipleship appointment, and how to help our disciples grow in Christ. Whether you're just starting out or looking to sharpen your discipleship skills, you're in the right place. Well, hey, friends, it's Lori Joyner, your discipleship coach. Today, I'm tackling a topic that I have faced in my home with my sons, that they are being raised differently than other kids. And as they're getting older, they're realizing that more and more. So today, your discipleship coach kids edition tip is to embrace being different from others. As parents, we need to be okay with our lives and our kids' lives being different from others. We are different. Our Christian families should look different than the rest of the world, should look different than our neighbors, should look different from maybe even some of our family members. You need to own this and not just try to conform or dismiss it or be apologetic about it. I mean this seriously. We are different. We are God's people. And we are to be set apart as different. We will not watch the same movies that other families watch. We will not frequent the same restaurants and entertainment. We will not make the same decisions with our time and with our money. We may not even dress the same, but I don't want us to be embarrassed by this. It's just simply a fact. In fact, for the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, this was very clear. Listen to what God told Moses to say to the Israelite people. Leviticus 18, 1 through 5 says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. I am the Lord your God. So do not act like the people in Egypt, where you used to live, or like the people of Canaan, where I'm taking you to. You must not imitate their way of life. You must obey all of my regulations and be careful to obey my decrees. For I am the Lord your God. If you obey my decrees and my regulations, you will find life through them. I am the Lord." He goes on to say in Leviticus 20, verse 26, "You must be holy because I, the Lord, am holy. I have set you apart from all other people to be my very own." When a person places their faith in Christ, they are also a new creation. The Holy Spirit comes to reside in their life and begins to bear fruit of the Spirit and not the fruit of the flesh, as outlined in Galatians chapter 5. As new Christians, we begin to grow as a spiritual person, not a worldly person, as outlined in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We will begin to act different because we are different. We are born again, spiritually new, with the Holy Spirit not just residing in our life, but now leading, guiding, and directing our life. So we need to see from the Old Testament and the New Testament that God's people are set apart. We are different. It was clear. So let's pull this back to the Joyner house. What happens, in my experience, that my sons begin to ask to do the same things that their friends are doing. And typically, my answer is no. So take, for example, video games. My son may say, "Mom, my friends get to play this certain game. Can I?" And I will say, "Well, let me see it." And they'll pull it up on their tablet or on their phone. And you can usually see a little trailer of the game before you purchase it. And I will watch it. And then if it shows real guns shooting real people, to me, that would be too violent. And I will say no. Now, listen, I understand that everybody might have a different sliding scale on what they think is violent, but I just have to go off my own mind and what I think is violent. And I don't let my kids play violent video games where people are actually dying from real guns and there's blood spurting out of people's necks. It's not going to happen, okay? And so the sad thing is, my son will say, "But so-and-so's mom lets him play this." And part of it is he just wants to play it. Let's be real. part of it is, but this other kid that I'm friends with, that we're the same age, is allowed to play this. So I'm confused. Like, why can't I? And I will say, well, I understand that so-and-so's mom lets them play that, but I am your mom. God gave me to be your mom. He wants me to guide you. And we are not that family. We live differently. So let me just pause right here and say, I will roll this to the Lord whenever I need to, and I will affirm that you are correct, son. We are different. I will, because it's true. It's biblically true in multiple different ways. I am his mom. God gave him to me. He obviously wants me to be the guide of his life and my husband, of course. And that we are not like that family. We are different. We are Christ followers. So if my son says, but why can't I play it? And then I'll just break it down. I'll say, because I'm uncomfortable with your mind being corrupted by violence and death in the actions of that game, in the weapons, and further in the music. I don't like the music. I think it's too raucous for you. Okay, so let's move on. How about another example? Mom, can I watch this movie? You know, my friends are talking about it at school. It just came out of the movie theaters. Can I watch it? And I'll say, well, let's see. And I will look the movie up on a website called Common Sense Media. Now, just as a side note, this is an incredible website. I pull this up on my phone regularly because it gives you access to reviews about all movies, new and old. It will tell you everything questionable that is in that movie, and that each parent can decide for themselves if they think this is something age appropriate for their kids. So if I look it up, and there is, let's say, people using God's name in vain, or sexual things, or violence, I will just simply look up from my phone or wherever I've looked this up from and say, you know, my love, that movie has some scenes and words in it that I'm not comfortable with you watching. Usually that's it, because they kind of know once I've said no, after looking at Common Sense Media, it's over. But just for the sake of this example today, let's say he were to say, but my friends are my same age and they're watching it. Then I will say again, I understand that their parents are allowing them to do this, but I am not their mom. I am yours. God gave you to me to raise, and one of my jobs is to protect your mind. And I don't think that watching that at your age is appropriate. So again, I'm rolling it back to the Lord when I need to, when I can. And just saying, you were born as a joiner. You were born into this family. I'm your mom, and I'm uncomfortable with it. Now, let me just give you a side note when it comes to movies. Here in the joiner home, we watch PG movies. And if it's PG-13, it's because I've looked it up on Common Sense Media, and I've seen why. Like, what makes the movie PG-13? And then I'll make a decision. And sometimes I say, you know what? That's okay. Like, for example, in my family, we watch Star Wars movies. I know in some families they may not. That's not a big deal to me. So even though it might say PG-13 because of violence, I understand it's little baby Yoda flying around with a, you know, lightsaber in his hand. And yes, I understand for some people that'd be violent. In my family, I'm okay with Star Wars. But I can tell you this, we never watch rated R movies because I personally don't watch rated R movies. So that's just an argument that I really don't have to have with my kids, because when they ask me, and they haven't ever, but when they do, when they get older, can we watch this rated R movie with my friends or whatever? My answer is still going to be no. I'm going to say, well, if I don't personally pollute my mind with that movie, I certainly wouldn't want you to. Now, can my rules dissuade them for the rest of their life? No, I cannot control what they do in the future, and I'm not going to try. I have to be the best steward of my role as I can right now. And I don't watch rated R movies, so I'm not going to let them do it. There's no reason for that. Matter of fact, I've told my sons, listen, I can't control what you do later, but I can tell you this, it's not worth it. You've been given one mind from the Lord. It's your choice to protect it or not. And I think the stuff in those movies is backwards, upside down, and sideways, every way you cut it. And so, no, I wouldn't recommend it. Okay, so here's another thing. In the joiner home, I did not allow sleepovers until my boys were in junior high. And when they do have a sleepover, it comes with my long list of standards when it comes to movies and games and electronics. Now, there were literal tears shed over that decision, that I would not let them have sleepovers when they were in elementary, not until they were in junior high. I'm pretty sure my sons thought I was the strictest mom on the planet. And when my sons complained to me about this or any number of issues, I would say, take it up with God, son. He made you my son. I mean, out of all the mommies in the world, he decided you were best with me as your mom. And I'm thrilled to be your mom, but we are different. And we're not going to be doing that. You know, many times it's not that the answer is no, it's just wait. Sometimes I'll say, you know, I know you really want to see this movie. I'm really uncomfortable with it right now. Can we pick this back up in 6 months? You know, I might say, hey, around Christmas time, let's talk about this again. If you still really want to watch it, I will look at it again, or I will even view that game again, whatever it was at that time. Because maybe I will feel differently about it then. Maybe I will see some maturity in them, or maybe I will think it's really not that bad. I was kind of off my rocker. I don't know. But sometimes it's not an ironclad no. Sometimes it is. But sometimes it's just a wait. You know, I'm uncomfortable with that. I can't allow you to do that, but I don't mind revisiting it. Sometimes I'll pull them on my lap if they're crying about something, and I'll say, buddy, God's given me a job to do, and that's to raise you unto the Lord. And you know what? Mommy will be held accountable for the job I did with you, and daddy too. And I'm not perfect, and I get things wrong, and sometimes I yell too much, and at times I'm perhaps too strict, but I'm doing the best that I can do. And I'll say, son, I want to hear God say, well done, when it comes to my parenting of you. I love you so much, and I want the best for you. And sometimes the best means saying no or wait on an activity that you want to do. But you can know that when I say no, it's because I love you. It is out of my deep love for you and my desire to be a good steward of the life that you are and the life that God's given me to raise. Now, moms, I can tell you this. At this one point, I'm glad I have sons, because I can't imagine some of the turmoil some of you guys are going through with your daughters when it comes to clothes. Oh, my goodness. My heart goes out to you, moms of daughters. So to wrap this up, let me just ask you personally, are you different? I mean, are you okay with being different? You personally, are you set apart? Are you different from others? Why or why not? You know, it's going to be hard for you to tell your kids that they need to be different and just be okay with that because, you know, we're Christ followers and we love the Lord and we are God's, if you're not okay with that yourself. You know, perhaps if you get an opportunity, point out to your kids in an age-appropriate way, ways how you're not going along with the crowd on something, how you feel like a fish swimming against the tide, because you would rather be a God pleaser than just blend in with the crowd and be a man pleaser. You know, we are to shine the light of Christ in our lives and through our lives to others. And we will stand out for God, for righteousness, for love, for kindness. And that means that we will be different, and so will our kids. And we need to teach them to not only be okay with that, but even to embrace that. Let me pray. Oh Lord, some days it's so tough to be a parent. We're walking this tightrope of are we being too strict? Or should we give a little bit here? But Lord, you've given us a conscience. You've given us the Holy Spirit to help guide and direct us. And you want us to do well as parents. You are on our side. You know our deep love for our children and how we want to guide them unto you to be the men and the women in this generation that they need to be, to shine their light for you brightly and boldly all throughout their days. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd help us. Oh, Lord, help us as we're trying to raise these children, the next generation of Christ followers, because it is so tough. The decisions feel overwhelming. Little decisions, big decisions, all day long. It's like we can't get a break from them. But Lord, you are mighty. You are strong. Nothing is impossible with you. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd give me and the parents listening to this great wisdom in navigating all the decisions. But most of all, help us understand and embrace that we are different. We are set apart. We are yours. We are your possession. We are your special treasure. You are our shepherd and we are your sheep. And we are going to be different from other sheep in other places. We are yours. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just give us the boldness that we need to say, it's okay. I'm a Christ follower and I'm different. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lori Joyner Ministry serves the global body of Christ with discipleship resources, publications, and ongoing coaching and consulting of discipleship ministries. To invite me to speak at your next event and to see a full list of my discipleship books and Bible studies and resources, please visit me at LoriJoynerMinistries.org.